You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Austria against Republic of Ireland coming up at 5 o'clock. Austria even money. The draw 11-5, Republic of Ireland are 100-30. Roy Keane's been in the news again this week. Once again, you can't really keep him out of it. And he's been criticising Everton for their handling of their Irish players, saying that they're always arriving with a few knocks. James McArthur was the player in question this time around. Austria were sort of a big thing, weren't they, coming into the Euros? Haven't really done anything to live up to that billing. And since then, they've been OK in the World Cup qualifiers so far. They won in Georgia, they drew with Wales and then lost out in Serbia. Plenty of goals in their games, actually. Ireland have made a pretty serene start to these World Cup qualifiers. They've done pretty much what you'd expect them to do. The point in Serbia was good, but they're going to have to be typically resilient here, aren't they, Derek?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Austria went into the Euros as a team. You know, if there was going to be a dark horse winner, they could well have been it, everybody said. And in the first game, they got beat, I think it was by Hungary, well beaten, and they never recovered. They did draw 0-0 against Portugal, who were the eventual winners, by the way. But it seems that, you know, it's not such a great result when you remember that Portugal drew every game 0-0. I really don't know what to think about this. I think Austria are underpriced at evens because they've done nothing really to make me think they're a superior side to the Republic. But Republic at 10-3, it's a tough one. This, if I was going to pick a winner, I would go for the Republic. Austria have to win, I think, this one, because if they draw, there's going to be an awful lot of ground to make up on two or three teams above them, and they ain't going to have the time to do it. So it's win or bust for them. But the Republic could go there with a draw in mind. You know, they'll be delighted to come away from Vienna, where they've got a very bad record, by the way, some terrible results they've had in their history. But this is a different Republic team. I'm going for the draw here. I think it's a safe bet, 11-5.
OK, we've got Serbia, Ireland, Wales and Austria. They're sort of the big four in that group, if you like. And at the minute, it's Serbia and Ireland leading the way. I mean, we'll get to the Wales-Serbia game shortly. But as you said, Austria could really, really do with a win here to peg them back. In terms of enhanced odds for this one, Marko Arnautovic to score, Austria to win, pushed out from 11-4 to 4-1. James McLean to score, Republic of Ireland to win, was 15-2, is now 9-1. What about you then, Tom? How do you see this one going? I mean, I struggle to see many goals in this Republic of Ireland side, and I think they're always good value to let one in, which doesn't really make me want to be with them here.
Yeah, you know, away from home, they've had no problem scoring goals. And Republic of Ireland are a bit like some of the other teams we've been talking about. I look down their squad and I think, who is in great form? Who's coming into this absolutely flying, you know, desperate to prove a point or just continue where they're leaving off for their club? You look down that Republic of Ireland squad list, and there's a lot of players out of form or not even playing for the teams that they're at the moment. You know, having to settle for a place on the bench. But, you know, maybe in a way that's gone a little bit unnoticed, because I think Northern Ireland and the achievements there has maybe overshadowed it slightly. But Martin O'Neill has done a pretty decent job with the squad of players he's got, because I don't think it's a particularly vintage group of Republic of Ireland players. But what he has managed to do away from home is make them very difficult to beat. They've lost just two of their last 11 away games, and they've been to Italy, they've been to Poland, they've been to Germany. So away from home, there is something clicking, and I think it's the fact that they score goals, and I think that's what worries opponents. They just know that Republic of Ireland have got the capabilities of finding the back of net. Three at Moldova, two in Serbia, you know, and in the Euros, I think they didn't disgrace themselves in any way. There aren't many players in form, so again, I've got to look at that as being a low-scoring match themselves, because there isn't anyone I could look at in that Irish side, or even in the Austrian team and think, yeah, they're good for a couple of goals. And Austria have just lost all confidence. I actually caught quite a bit of their opening qualifying game against Georgia, and it was a very, very nervous victory for them. You know, they've drawn with Wales, they've lost to Serbia, they've won just four of the last 10 on home soil. I think Ireland will take a draw, and I think they're more than capable of getting it, but I think it will be a score draw. So, and I think I've said there might not be many goals, but the drawing over 2.5 goals at 12-1 is kind of appealing to me. But I think both teams to score on the draw is where I would eventually sort of rest my hat on there at 100-30.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now, when the fun stops.